This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We owe them a couple $1 trillion
because our leaders don't know what they're doing.
Okay, let's go. I'm monopolizing here. Let's go, young lady.
Hello.
I'm Tiny, and I have a question on what is your stance on women's rights and their right to choose in their own reproductive health?
Okay. Well, look, I mean, I'm pro-life, right? I think you know that. With exceptions, with the three exceptions. But pretty much that's my stance. Is that okay? You understand?
What should the law be on abortion?
Well, I have been pro-life.
I know. What should the law? I know your principle. That's a good value. But well, you know, what should be the law?
They've set the law, and frankly, the judges. And you, I mean, you're going to have a very big election coming up for that reason, because you have judges where it's a real tipping point. And with the loss of Scalia, who was a very strong conservative, this presidential election is going to be very important, because when you say what's the law, nobody knows what the law is going to be. It depends on who gets elected, because somebody's going to appoint conservative judges, and somebody's going to appoint liberal judges, depending on who wins.
I understood the pro-life position.
Well,
I never understood because I understand the principle.
Understand.
It's human life as people see it. What crime is it?
Well, it's human life.
No, should the woman be punished for having an abortion?
This
is not something you can dodge.
If abortion is a crime
or abortion is murder, you have to deal with it under the law. Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on. It's very
hard.
Are you going to say put them in jail?
Because you say you want to ban it. What's that mean?
I am pro-life, yes.
How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had, where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
They go to somebody who flunked out of medical school.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I think.
How do you feel about the Catholic Church's position?
Wow. Scott, how would you like to be... I would like to be in charge of his campaign, man. I mean, you imagine the guy, the people, his handlers got to be sitting there in the green room, or not in the green room, because they're on the side, just kind of watching this train wreck, going, oh my goodness, what do you do?
Does he actually have handlers? I mean, can he be handled?
I don't know. I mean, maybe just by title or whatever. I mean, he's trying to... I mean, this is what he's realizing, and this is why Ted Cruz is starting to gain some momentum, is that he hasn't had the backing and support that he's needed, and he's starting to bring some experts. In fact, he brought one of the key guys in the last couple of days. But my goodness, I mean, he gets caught up with this, and with all people, I mean, with Chris Matthews, ties him up in a knot, and. It's just amazing to me that he gets there. And, of course, no sooner does he make this statement with Matthews than he's recanting. And that's what you're getting a lot of from him. And, you know, a lot of people that I'm talking to these days, Scott, is that one moment, you know, right about that point when they figure, okay, I can pull the lever for Donald Trump. I can support him. Then some of this crazy stuff comes out of his mouth, and it's like, oh, my goodness.
Well, my issue with Donald the entire time has been that he says a lot of things that are the rah-rah stuff, the stuff that pulls people in.
Right.
But he doesn't give you a lot of substance after that. And that's been my issue with him the whole time. Yeah. One thing that you can't question him on is that he's probably going to do everything he can to make the dollar worth more. He's got 10 billion reasons right now to make the dollar worth more.
Yeah, well, he's got to find a way to, like any good politician, is when they're asked a question that they know is out of their wheelhouse, they got to find a way to turn it around and, get things back into their wheelhouse, what he knows what he's talking about. you can tell when he's in an area where he's not comfortable and he starts making stuff up, then it's like, oh my goodness, get ready. The train wreck is coming. And this is Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes coming up right after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you, America, talking about the things that you're either talking about or will be talking about. That's what Bill Martinez Live is all about, things that matter in your life, things that are most important to you, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Cheryl Chumley is with us, senior reporter at WND.com, and we're going to be talking about her new book, The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. And I say amen. Cheryl Chumley, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here, Bill. Thanks so much.
Wow. You know, what you have written in your book is what America has been feeling for a long time. I mean, you know, what I sense throughout this whole presidential campaign, Cheryl, and what I'm hearing from people on the street, is that for the first time ever, they're really afraid they're losing their country.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. My book came out right at the time that Trump is just running away with the polls, and I think it reflects that what you just described, America is facing a fearful future, and people want to know what they can do to take back the country. And my book is totally solution-oriented. Every chapter is an idea of what we can do right now.
Exactly. Well, that's, you know, and this is what this show has been about. It's not about just, let's talk about the controversy and that sort of thing. You bring up Trump, and of course, we just played a soundbite a few minutes ago on this whole abortion issue. And Donald Trump, right about the time you're almost open to consider a Trump presidency, he comes up with some goofy stuff, and it's just like, wow, you know, one step forward, three steps back, you know, and he's recanting his statements that he made on the abortion issue. Real quick, just as a sidebar, you know, what did you make of this?
Well, I actually thought that Trump was responding to Chris Matthews, who was posing a what-if scenario. What if abortion was banned nationwide? What would you do? And in that context, he made the comment that women should be prosecuted. And so I don't know if that changes anybody's perspective on it, but that's a little different from some of the headlines I've seen that Trump just basically wants to outlaw abortion and prosecute women across the country.
Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't necessarily get that, but it's just that it opened the door to speculation and liberal headlines, you know. So it's like,
it's true. But on the other side, that's part of Trump's charm with the American voters, that he's always sticking his foot in his mouth. And the next day he's running around basically to say he didn't say it, and it only drives his poll numbers higher.
Well, we'll see. I mean, with all this stuff going on and all the meddling in, you know, into the GOP and these what-if scenarios, and I mean, the GOP, you know, going into this, Cheryl, seemed a bit bifurcated and fractured anyway, as if the Democratic Party is not either, which I find quite interesting. But the Democrats have kind of been able to present the illusion that they're the only ones that are united.
The Democrats haven't had to do any attacking of the Republican Party at all. And, you know, say what you will about Trump and Cruz, like or hate them, But the fact that the Republican establishment is coming out so strongly attacking their own candidates, their own front-runner candidates, is just a shameful outrage. You know, it's just making Hillary and Bernie Sanders' job easier.
Yeah, and then you add to the mix George Soros, Black Lives Matter, all these other intrusionary interests and apparatchiks that are coming into the system, too. So it's really stirring up the pot. And what I'm concerned about, Cheryl, here, is that the people are not quite discerning that it's, yes, it's a, you got a lot of Republicans, as you say, you know, shooting each other inside of the tent. You get that going on, but they're so busy shooting at one another, and they're not seeing the intrusion and the existential threat that's coming into their party as well.
Exactly. And honestly, here comes my book, pressing American people to realize that the problem is the political system. You know, we can't rely on the next Republican to come and save us, or Democrat for that matter. You know, Republicans and Democrats, when they get in the office, and history shows this, they do the same thing. They become a self-serving interest and much less concerned about the constituents who voted them there. So I think we need to put our country back under the umbrella of God, not government.
Exactly.
That's what I think Americans need to seek for. Put government in charge. Let's reel back government. I mean, put God in charge. Let's reel back government.
Well, you know, the thing is, it is rather arrogant, I believe, on the people's part to take the blessings of God all these years. When you look back, I mean, you know, Cheryl, any organization will, you know, look at what's happening within its operation and be able to realize and say, you know, here, a couple of years ago, we made a bad turn. We brought maybe the wrong guy, wrong CEO in, gave us the wrong direction. We need to go back when we were successful. Let's find out where we lost our way. Let's go back to that point and, you know, rethink this, you know, our mission statement and where we're going and all that. But in this country, no. I mean, progressives have gotten a hold of this. We kick God out of every conversation. And you got 7 out of 10 people now saying, hey, we're on the wrong track. I say, great observation. What does the right track look like, and what are you going to do about it?
Right. Progressives and atheists are wicked forces that have basically taken over our country's politics and culture. And I think you're hitting the nail on the head. You know, you need to shoot higher for the solution. It's not just the political world. Mm-hmm. We need to look at solutions that actually reel this country back, bring it back to the greatness that the founding fathers envisioned.
Yeah, exactly. And, we've been saying on this show, Cheryl, the Constitution, which, I mean, every time I read that document, and I recommend that everybody read that document several times a year, and we need to get familiar with that document once again. And every time I read it, it echoes of brilliance. And you go, wow, here's these people willing to sell themselves out, really, you know, leave it open. It wasn't about politics, wasn't about any particular interest. It was about the greater interest, about we the people. And that's what we need to hold to in order to recapture. And all that whole concept of we the people came out of godly principles.
Exactly. That's actually a chapter in my book about the need to revisit and read the Constitution, and not just read it. It takes like 20 minutes to read. It's a short document, really. But instead of just reading it, we need to teach it to our children, too, because the public school systems, when they do bother to teach the Constitution, they teach it as if it's an outdated document created by, you know, angry white racist males. And that's just not the truth. Our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Our congressional records show this clearly, and yet atheists and progressives have been able to skew this over the years, and we're at the point now where our upcoming generation has no concept of what this nation was built upon and what set it apart from all others.
Exactly. It's no wonder that we are where we are, and not to mention the fact that we have our very own president who believes that the Constitution is a breathing document. It's not a dead document like what Justice Scalia believed in. And, supposedly he was a constitutional professor. And, I don't know if he happened to teach one or two classes and that made him a professor. They gave him some sort of bona fides or something. I don't know.
We can't keep mocking God. That's basically what it comes down to. And if we want to take this country back, we actually have to get off the couch and do something.
Amen to that. Cheryl Chumley is with us. Cheryl, we've got one more segment to do after the break, so stay with us. She is a senior reporter at WND.com, and her new book, we're going to get deeper into it in this next break, so stay with us, America. It is titled The Devil in D.C. Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. That means all hands on deck. We need to get involved. We've been invalidated and kicked to the curb long enough, but if we're going to get this country back, we need to do it.
Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Whoa, we sing hallelujah. Whoa, we sing amen. Hear the sound of the saints as we march on to Zion, singing hallelujah, amen. Singing hallelujah, amen.
Bill Martinez, live.
Whoa.
And we come to you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day from 9 to noon Eastern Time. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Cheryl Chumley continues. She's the author of The Police State USA, How Orwell's Nightmare is Becoming Our Reality, former online editor for Tea Party Review magazine and news writer for The Washington Times, an award-winning journalist as well, and writes full-time for WND.com. We're discussing her latest book, The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. The bureaucracy and the whole apparatchiks of Washington, D.C. and the Beltway has just gotten so cumbersome. I mean, forget about $19 trillion in debt. It's just about at every turn, it's about controlling our lives. And if we're going to get this country back, which people see every day, that we seem to be losing more and more of a grip of what this great American experiment is all about, Cheryl. I mean, they're starting to freak out.
And we all should be, because it's kind of reached that freak-out point in America. You know, you hear about people talk about, we need to get government back in, we need to reel government in and get God back in charge of our country. But on a practical scale, what does that mean? And in my book, I give a host of ideas and suggestions what it means to actually have a government in a country that is under God's umbrella, under God's protection. And it basically starts with confession, repentance, prayer. That's something we can all do immediately. But then it leads into practical solutions we can do to actually take action. For instance, we need to gather our voices together. One of the suggestions I say is to get more involved with local government. Not only does that give us practice in cutting teeth on how to rein in government at the larger scales of state and federal levels, but it also gives us an empowerment. We become more confident that we can control our local government, and so therefore, by logical extension, we can certainly control our state and national governments.
Well, Cheryl, this was key to your Tea Party experience and your background and understanding. You saw what happened at the grassroots level, and disturbingly, which we still haven't resolved, the government saw it as well, and they used the heavy arm of the IRS in order to, you know, squelch this movement.
Yes, and, you know, that's not going to change. We need to get it out of our heads that if we just elect the right politicians, then all this stuff is going to go away. I look at it, and I read the Bible. I'm not a theologian, but I am just, you know, I'm a mother. I'm a lady who reads the Bible and looks at how it applies practically in modern America. And I see a lot of the warnings that God gave to nations in the Bible taking place in America. So it only stands to reason our solution is not the political world. It's the spiritual world. This is the battle of principalities, after all.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know how people can appreciate that you can be blessed by God on one side and not be judged by God on the other.
Well, here's the thing, and I do go into this in my book. Churches have fallen down on telling people in their pulpits the truth in recent years. They've become a lot more concerned about delivering messages that might offend their congregations. And so what we're getting is a watery interpretation of the Bible where God is all loving, but there's no law or principles that people have to put in place to go along with that.
Well, there's no question political correctness has had a dire effect, I would say, on you know, on this generation and the generation before, because it's been a slow drip process and it's taken control. But, you know, we're starting to see the effects of this. And interestingly enough, you know, Gallup just conducted a poll here probably about 8 months ago, and it cited there, you know, quite surprisingly, that the general public is saying, hey, where is the church when it comes to morality? We've lost our moral direction here. And you go, where's the church? Well, for all these years, you've been telling the church that they're invalidated and they don't need to participate in anything in the public square. Now you're complaining that they're not around.
Right, and look what's come from that. We have the Supreme Court, the highest court in the nation, basically telling all states that you now must legalize gay marriage in your communities. And that's something that really rocks the foundation of what God intended families to be, and it rocks the foundation of our Judeo-Christian society. Now, what can Christians do about that? What can patriots do? Well, I have a guy quoted in my book. He tells the story of how he and his wife refused to ask the government's permission to marry. Because after all, he says, the government wasn't the creator of marriage, so why do we need to go about and ask government for this permission? So it's stuff like that, just recapturing our bold voice and standing strong for what we believe in, that's key to putting forth principles that bring back this nation.
Well, it's interesting that we're being challenged like this, Cheryl, to understand what it is that we really believe in. And if you really believe in this, then you can affect the change that you see happening. I mean, we've lost our way. As I said earlier, 7 out of 10 say we're on the wrong track. Our moral compass is broken. I mean, look what's happening, the unraveling of our families, our communities, our government, our very own national security, common sense. I mean, this is why a guy like Donald Trump, as disturbing as he can be, I mean, there are some things that are just very reasonable and make sense to people. And it's something that they've been holding back because political correctness has said, oh, no, you can't say that because you're going to offend somebody.
Right. So, again, like or hate Donald Trump, I think we can all take an example from him, that Trump is not afraid to speak out for what he believes in. And, you know, you may point criticisms that his beliefs waffle and change and they've blown in the wind in recent years, but the guy digs in and he says, this is what I stand for now, this is what I believe in. And I only wish if patriots and Christians could take half that vigor and enthusiasm and bring it to the political and cultural arena, that our nation would rapidly be back on the right trail.
Well, Cheryl, as you pointed out very clearly earlier, we're not to look to man. I mean, we're getting some, you know, perspective here. You know, we're to look to God. God has the solution for us. The other thing to look at that's happening dynamically around our world, I look at it and people are threatened, you know, by what's going on in the Muslim faith. And on one hand, I say, wow, you know, here's Muslims. They get all upset because somebody, you know, does a cartoon of their God and they're killing people. And then, you know, the Christians let Jesus get insulted all the time. And you go, okay, what's missing here? I mean, you know, when you compare Muhammad and the history of Muhammad and the history of Jesus on the hills of Easter Sunday, you know, the other Easter Sunday, because we got another Easter Sunday coming up in April, which is a whole other discussion that theologians are having a fun time with. But that's okay. But, you know, I say, okay, great. Let's have two celebrations of Resurrection Sunday this year. Why not?
Well, what's missing from this picture is sanity and people who are willing to speak out against a huge media force and political force that wants to make some moral equivalency argument between ISIS and Christianity, as if both faiths have equally persecuted. And that's just not true. You know, I remember when New York, it was funded by taxpayers, there was an art exhibit of Jesus with, I believe it was feces or urine.
Yes, well, yeah, urine, yes, exactly. That's what I was referring to. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, do you see Christians going around and trying to behead those who are guilty of that artwork? No. And yet ISIS, as you correctly point out, if you draw even a cartoon or an image in a negative light of their prophet, and you're doomed to be killed. These are things that we should not be afraid to speak out against. And when politicians and the media want to paint them as some equal religions, we should, you know, not be afraid to say that's just not true.
Again, we're reminded about speaking, you know, truth to power, and the voice of the church is now needed in the square, in the marketplace, more than ever before. Cheryl Chumley, congratulations on the book, The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. It is available where?
WND Books, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble.
And, of course, we'll be linking it on BillMartinezLive.com as well. Cheryl Chumley, thank you so much for being with us. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here. From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
On the ocean.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
The best of Bill Martinez Live.
Whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God!
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Have you noticed, you know, of course you have, when every time you go in to get gas, you notice how the prices have been inching up. It wasn't that long ago in the East, and in Tennessee especially, I was seeing gas under $2. Now I'm in the West, I'm in California, because California is just so schizophrenic when it comes to gasoline prices. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's over $3 now for a gallon of gas, and the price of gas has risen nationwide, with parts of the Midwest seeing increases of up to 43 cents a gallon. And here to tell us what's going on is Greg Kozera. Greg is an engineer and an environmentalist with more than 35 years of experience in the natural gas, and oil industry. Greg, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm great. Good to be here, Bill.
Hey, help us understand. I mean, this seems to happen. It seems like summer comes upon us earlier each year because it gives more room for the oil companies to seem to charge us more because they say, well, we got that special summer blend formula we got to do. What exactly is going on?
Well, we do a couple things. There's the oil companies do have that with the refineries. There is a changeover from winter to summer, and usually when that happens, we don't have an excess amount of refining capacity. So you take a refinery down, and I'm sure they probably do some maintenance while they're making that changeover. So, you know, it's the same thing. You take a little supply out of the market, and the price goes up. But probably the bigger thing that I believe your listeners are seeing is, you know, back a few months ago, we were $30 a barrel for oil. Mm-hmm. Of course, we were $100 a barrel just about 2 years ago, so we were paying that $4 a gallon or more. And we fell to 30. Matter of fact, I was up in Ohio, and I paid $1.29 a gallon for gas. Mm-hmm. It was unheard of. Matter of fact, right. I was a teenager the last time I paid that much for gas. It's unbelievable.
Right.
So now we're up around, I saw, 39-ish or so. So we've gone up, you know, significant, about $10 a barrel. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, that's the main component of crude oil is the main component of gasoline prices. So mm-hmm. we've seen that uptick, and that's putting us, in most places that I travel anyways, we're in the $2-ish range.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect that that's probably, we may see a little more of an uptick because I've heard some rumors that we may be, you know, with supply and demand, if the Saudis cut back a little more, we may see $50 a barrel. But so that would probably equate to, in my estimate, maybe $2.25 a gallon. But here's the big thing. The United States of America, thanks to horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing of all these shale reservoirs in the last
right.
7 years, has become the second largest oil producer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back 7-8 years ago, OPEC could sit around the table and decide who's going to produce how much and literally set world oil prices and set our gasoline prices.
Exactly.
They can't do that now, and I mm-hmm. love it because mm-hmm. they can't control us.
Yeah, but here we are, you know, Greg, for all intents and purposes, first time in our lifetime, we could truly be energy independent, and we're having all this success in spite of all the heavy regulations that the government wants to put upon these fuel manufacturers.
That's true, and it's what's scary is, you know, they're talking about more regulations, and, you know, we're talking about methane regulations, and I'm thinking, you know, methane regulation to me is kind of like having a regulation that, you know, when a business takes their money to the bank, you need to have someone follow you to pick up the loose change so somebody
right.
doesn't slip on. I mean, methane is money.
Mm.
Industries aren't going to let that stuff go to the atmosphere if they can help it, because that's real money. And at the
exactly.
end of the day, we've reduced CO2 in this country in the last 7 years, again, thanks to natural gas and its expanded use. We're down 10%. So we met Kyoto, and we've literally driven CO2 emissions down. And globally, they're up 15%. So really, the problem when it comes to global CO2 isn't us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Chinese, the Indians, and we really ought to be doing to send more of our natural gas overseas to help them in their emissions.
If we really want to do something about it, you're exactly right. We need to partner with them. But that discussion seems not to be taking place.
I think the word is leadership or lack thereof. And
right.
I can say that because I'm a leadership coach, and I've been coaching high school kids for 20 years. And that's why we win state championships, because we have great young men that become leaders. And
mm-hmm.
as simple as that is, someone with a vision, someone that really believed that, you know, if we're really serious about this whole CO2 business, that's exactly right. We have a leader that has the guts to sit down and partner with those other countries. And now the other thing we have to think about is, because there are people, and I don't call them environmentalists, they're the antis, that don't want us to drill and frack here, and they don't want us to send our natural gas overseas. And I'm thinking, if you really are an environmentalist, if you believe that CO2 is a big deal, then we ought to be taking care of those folks. And think about it. NPR was about a month ago. You know, they put out, there was a piece they did, and I was shocked. Half mm-hmm. of the school-aged children in New Delhi, India, have got permanent lung damage because of their air pollution over there.
Exactly.
Now, that's horrific.
Mm-hmm.
And if they said half of those school-aged children were starving to death, we'd have the churches out there beating on us and say, hey, we need to send food over there. And the government would send food over there. And just because they're going to die of lung disease, we have the ability to help. We can change that.
Yeah, but Greg, you got to know, just what you were suggesting is that there's a different agenda here that's in play. I mean, if a bunch of kids die of lung disease, it fits their agenda, and then they can come back domestically and say, see, this is what, you know, global warming is doing, this is what all this stuff is going, and we get this hysteria, and then we're not really dealing with the real problem. We now have to be managed by their underlying and hidden agenda.
Oh, you're spot on. You're absolutely spot on.
I mean, I wish I wasn't. I wish you were going to tell me, Bill, you're absolutely, you know, smoking something that's coming out way, way deep in the... in the valley here or something. But no, I mean, this is all about is that, you know, if you were really wanting to help people, then they would get it. And they say, hey, yeah, welcome. They put out the red carpet, come in, take care of this problem. But you see, right now, when they're trying to control the rest of America, the other people just say, you know, they see the con. But we're, you know, we don't know better because we're relying on politicians to who are all complicit in this deal. And the goodness and the opportunity for us to be truly energy independent is all lost in, you know, their driven agenda.
Well, think about it. We have the largest natural gas field in the world right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
That's in the northeast under Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And if Putin had the largest natural gas field in the world, do you think he'd be worried about windmills and solar panels?
Of course.
I don't think so.
Right,
but
exactly.
More importantly, people are worried about gasoline prices. And again, forget politics. Look at this one issue in the presidential race. I listened to I saw the Democratic debate, and we had Bernie and Hillary saying, Bernie says, ban fracking altogether. Well, we frack every well in this country. Hillary said, just regulate it out of business like we did the coal. So
right.
What they've really said, and I would be willing to bet most Americans don't understand it, what they really told us all is we want the American oil and gas industry to go away.
Exactly.
And when that happens, we go back 10 years in time to the days when OPEC could sit around a table and set our oil prices. And here's the thing. Thanks to us, because we've been flooding the world market with oil. We've driven prices down. The Saudis, Putin, Iran, they're not getting $100 a barrel anymore. They're getting $40. They've built up a lot of debt. They owe money. We've hurt their economy. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think if the oil and gas industry in this country goes away and they have a chance to take over again, do you think they're going to be kind to us?
Oh, well, of course not. Yeah.
We're going to see $4.50 or $5 a gallon.
Right.
And what are they going to tell us then, the politicians are going to say? Well
especially
you know,
when you have government. Yeah, Greg, especially when you have government officials saying that we're not paying enough for our fuel here in the United States. You got Jack Lew saying, hey, look, there's not a problem with $8 per gallon of gas. I mean, you know, this is the ridiculousness of it. Hey, we only got a couple seconds left here. Real quick, only because you brought it up. Who's your choice for president who's going to be pro-fuel for us?
Any Republican.
Okay, I'm with you.
Hey, good stuff. More information on my website, gregcazero.com. Just the Fracks, ma'ams, my book. Great information there. And, hey, the Florida, I'm here now. Tourist industry is going crazy because of low gasoline. High gasoline. And there's a lot of good people going to lose their jobs in and outside of the oil and gas industry.
You got it. Greg Cazero on Bill Martinez. Greg, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Appreciate you.
Take care.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I want entrance music just like that, okay? It's for Steve Evans, the one and only, the movie guy. Live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California, the movie guy. He's got all the information, and he projected it correctly. 166 million, Steve-O? Wow.
That's right, for Batman versus Superman, The Dawn of Justice. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Not only
wow.
that was just in this country alone. It made about $424 million worldwide. It was a huge opening in all countries simultaneously, and only 29% of the critics were recommending, but that did not have anything to do with the results. This has been a big, big story in comic book circles for quite some time. People have been looking forward to it, and obviously they showed up at the box office.
Well, and the theaters were all for it, too. I mean, look, was there any theater not running the movie last weekend?
They usually try to clear the decks for something this big, and obviously they like to get every opportunity to succeed, and believe me, it did. 166
exactly.
million. Sixth largest opening of all time.
Well,
and
good.
Odd for this time of year, because usually that's a summer thing, but there you go.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's getting, they're paying, higher gas prices and everything else, but, like you said, if you build the right thing, they'll come, right?
You have them at the right movie for the right crowd, they are going to show up. And obviously they did last weekend. And Zootopia continues to do well. It was number two, making about $24 million. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 was number three, making about $18 million. I had a chance to see that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was a
what did you
screening.
Think?
Well, if you like the first one, you're going to like the second one. They've been able, even though it's been 14 years since the first one, they've been able to assemble the original cast, and it's just about like the first one. The first one was really big news because they made it for about $15 million. They really weren't thinking it was going to do that much, and it went on to make about $250 million worldwide. So obviously, I'm not sure why these people have to work again, but...
Exactly, yeah. I think Windex needed another push or something, because I think Windex sales went crazy after that first one.
Well,
right?
Windex, of course, makes another appearance in this particular movie as well. And, it's a nice movie. As I said before, it's not Citizen Kane, but the crowd I was with seemed to enjoy it. So
Sometimes we just want a movie just to amuse us, And this is like one of those ones where you just sit back and, hey, you get to have a chuckle and enjoy, and like we did. And I think that's why it kind of, it gained so much traction the last time, you know, with My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the first one, you know?
Well, even though it's about a Greek wedding, a lot of people could identify regardless of what their cultural heritage happens to be. You know, it's just about family, essentially.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, hopefully it doesn't get into the offensive side and we start offending people and all of a sudden we can't do big, fat Greek weddings anymore, you know?
No, I'm sure that it's pretty non-offensive. I think you're safe in that particular realm. Miracles from Heaven. That made about 9.7 last weekend, and the Divergent series made about 9.4. That rounded out the top five. I also had a chance to see Midnight Special, which is a movie in very limited release, but it is just very cool. About 85% of the critics are recommending this. It stars Michael Shannon, Kirsten Dunst, Jaden Lieberher, and Joel Edgerton in this one. And it's so cool how they tell this story. It's about a father, played by Michael Shannon, and his 8-year-old son, played by Jaden Lieberher. And they're on the run after it's discovered that the child has these special powers. And it's, it really works. Check out the trailer. You'll see what I mean. Midnight Special will be out there. And hopefully
It's only in five theaters. This is what I love about you. You go out there, you and the wife unit, and you figure out, okay, all right, it's only in five. Let's go search it out, you know, and see if you can find a theater that's even showing it.
Well, here, you know, in this day and age, they trade with these independent films, smaller releases. I like to release it in just a few theaters, and then if it looks like it's going to work, they will expand it. Hopefully this gets expanded. But if not, we have Netflix and we have Hulu and all these things happening these days. So everybody really eventually gets a chance to see these titles.
Exactly.
We have, speaking of smaller releases, one which you remember Dazed and Confused back in...
Well, oh, yeah, in absolutely. Yeah, sure, right.
It was by Richard Linklater, who went on to make Boyhood last year, which, of course, did quite well. And he also did a movie called Slacker. He's one of the original American independent filmmakers that have been working for quite some time. He has released a movie this weekend called Everybody Wants Some. Now, this is in limited release. It's been on the festival circuit. It was big at South by Southwest. This is supposed to be the Dazed and Confused of the 1980s. It does not star Matthew McConaughey, which was in Dazed and Confused. That was the movie that introduced everybody to Matthew. But this is supposed to be that sort of a film which takes place not in the 70s, but in the 80s. Now, this is about a group of college baseball players as they navigate their way through the freedoms and responsibilities of unsupervised adulthood. If you're familiar with Dazed and Confused, you realize there will be significant drug use and sex and that sort of thing in R-rated movie. But the critics like it, 97% recommending. So if you like Dazed and Confused, you may want to check out Everybody Wants Some, coming soon to a theater near you. And on the other side of the coin, we have God Is Not Dead 2. You had a chance to see this, right?
Yeah, I did. I did. The timing of it in light of what's happening in our country, attack on our First Amendment rights, understanding, you know, the separation of church and state, which, you know, people still get confused about. But anyway, yeah, it really brings to question somebody's casual conversation, a teacher, you know, answering a question about Jesus in class and everybody getting an uproar over it. And, you know, this is what's happening, you know, in our country today. And so they're bringing it to the big screen.
Well, as in Batman versus Superman, there is an audience for this type of a film. And for the first one, which they made for about $2 million, it went on to make about $100 million. So obviously, you know, to our point earlier, they're, you know, with the right movie, the people will show up, and if you have the movie for the right crowd, they're going to be there. So
yeah, we're going to interview one of the actors. They'll be on tomorrow. Paul Kuo.
Good.
And he was the one that was asking a lot of questions. The foreign exchange student, and he's asking a lot of questions about the Bible in that, and what's happening. Again, you get that dynamic where a son is not raised in the Christian faith and now is asking questions and being pulled in that direction, and his family is rather disturbed by his inclination and his decision.
So you're going to have one of the stars on, also
Paul Quill,
Joan Hart, and Jesse Metcalf, David White, Ray Wise, Robin Gibbons, also in this movie, not reviewed to the critics, but out this weekend. We have a movie here which Don Cheadle has spent the last 10 years trying to make. It's called Miles Ahead. Now, Don Cheadle is a big Miles Davis fan, a For those of you not familiar with Miles Davis and the whole jazz scene,
yeah, shame on you.
he was with us from 26 to, I think he died in 91. Mm-hmm. He's considered one of the most influential and innovative musicians of the 20th century, but he had a very troubled life, as with many jazz performers, it seems. He struggled with drug addiction for years, but he was considered to be one of the foremost jazz musicians of all time. They say this is not just about Miles Davis and his life, but also about the music, about what it's like, what we all face at one time or another in our lives, questions about who we really are and what we have to say, how we will say it, how we will be ultimately defined, and who gets to say so. Questions I ask myself on a regular basis.
Exactly. Well, for Don Cheadle to work on this for 10 years, Steve, and finally realize its fruition, I mean, just from that standpoint, I want to see, you know, what kind of artwork and that he put into this. Of course, Miles Davis is quite an interesting figure. And as mm-hmm. you say, you know, for anybody that appreciates jazz, Miles Davis is, a name that immediately you understand that, this is going to be special. So he had a great artist to work with, and congratulations, hanging in there for 10 years. That's a long battle to make this happen.
It is a long battle. He worked very closely with the family, and he not only directs this, but he stars as Miles Davis. And
right.
He looks like Miles Davis. Check out the trailer.
Wow.
Miles Ahead out this weekend. Another movie which the critics and the film festivals have really embraced. This is a movie called The Dark Horse. And this won Best Picture at the New Zealand Film Awards. It's considered one of the best films from New Zealand ever. It won Best Picture at the Seattle Film Festival, the San Francisco Film Festival at Rotterdam. 97% are recommending The Dark Horse. I believe this is also in limited release, but hopefully it gets a wider release later on. It's based on the true story of this guy by the name of Jen Patini. Now, he's a Maori speed chess champion, and he's seeking redemption and a new purpose in life despite his struggles with a bipolar disorder. There was a documentary about this whole thing as well.
Right.
He was this chess prodigy, brilliant, charismatic, bringing this really unusual and potent energy to the game most often played, as we know it, quiet reserve. But he's released from an institution, and he is in the custody of his older brother, who's the leader of a rough street gang. And at the time he's released, they're planning the admission of Jen's reluctant teenage nephew, Mana. And when Jen volunteers to coach this young group of Eastern Knights, they call themselves the Eastern Knights Chess Club, Mana is inspired by his uncle's determination to bring hope to the children of the club and turn his troubled life around. It's a very inspiring story, quite well done. 97% of the critics are recommending The Dark Horse out this weekend. And
well, these speed chess geniuses, you know, like that, it's like watching these kids blindfolded doing the Rubik's Cube thing, you know? They're just amazing.
Quite a skill.
Yeah,
the blacks out there as well. This is a spoof of racial stereotypes. If you're looking for something like that, that's also being released wide this weekend. That's what's happening, Bill. Lots to see out this weekend.
Exactly. I mean, if you're into the stereotyping thing, you know, I love how you position that. It's Steve, the movie guy. Evan, Steve-O, hey, we'll see you at the Cineplex. Bring plenty of popcorn. I'm just in that kind of mood, okay?
Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. We'll see you there. Take care.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.